Tamara Wallace here. I want to summarize what we did for wheat reports on Thursday, June 27th. We started with Gary Millershasky from Lakin, Kansas. He's a Kansas Wheat Commissioner. He said the wheat was so much better than last year, and the highest high test weights and good wheat, U.S. wheat, will have some good wheat to export. Larry Schwederman from JL Farms in Syracuse. It was really fun to catch up with her. I went to high school with her, so it had been over 30 years since I'd seen her. Yields were better than expected. The rain in May helped a lot. They're in dry land country and fields were clean. They had a Kansas Bill Snyder wheat, and we'll have it available for this fall. Test weights were 60 to 61, yields 43 to 80, and have 4,000 acres left to cut. Hannah Esslinger, she's a merchandiser with Schuller in Tribune, Kansas. Harvest is going great, and yields are high. Test weight 61.5, protein 12.5 mark. Started harvest last week. Marvin Elder with Marvin Elder Farms in Tribune, Kansas. I caught up with him. He was watching his wheat getting cut. Been going well. Test weights at 62. Had 25 acres left to cut on the field that we were visiting at. Val Reese from Weskin, Kansas. He's a Pioneer seed dealer, and he also farms and has cattle. Wheat is better than expected overall. People thought it'd be 40 bushel wheat, but ended up getting 50 to 60. With his business, he covers Wallace and Greeley County. Kim Cox, she's an office manager at Western Kansas Ag in Sharon Springs. And they're a Zomatic dealership. They sell irrigation equipment, and they do ag repair on any tractor combine. Service guy has been helping farmers with breakdowns this wheat harvest and lots of tire issues, combine repairs. They can go to Colby and all the way to Leota and Colorado for repairs. And that has been the report for Thursday, June 27th. And Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRN.